How to overcome product decline or elimination or withdrawal. Hi, this is Bharat Kumar Karunanidhi and you're listening to my podcast episode number 6. In the earlier video in this series, we talked about product life cycle, where we talked about the introduction of product into the market, growth that happens for the product in the market, and once the maturity has reached for the product, and then the decline stage starts for the product. So in this podcast, let us see what are the various ways that we can try and do to overcome that decline phase for any product. The core concept comes here when it comes to decline. How to avoid decline is just upgrading to the next level. Yeah, just go ahead and upgrade the product to the next level, from version 1 to version 2 or version 2 to version 5, anything like that. So the different ways how do you overcome a product decline is, like, first one is about diversification. You start diversifying your product. Next is about targeting different audience. So you have targeted one set of audience or market group. Now you can start targeting different audience apart from your previous audience, so that we can avoid that decline phase for the product. Next is about the product advancements. So as I mentioned before, you're upgrading to the next level. It could be of any ways. So here we are talking about product advancements in case of technological improvements. So anything new that has come into the market on technological aspects, then you can try to incorporate that technological advancements into the product, so that is a new feature. That's a new feature coming into the product, or a new product version has cropped up, and it is going to go ahead with the growth and maturity again. Next is about price adjustments. So when the product has reached the decline stage, if you feel that the product is in the declining stage, then start analyzing the market and see what are the competitors pricing and what is that you can do to manage or stop the product from declining. So do the necessary price adjustments so that you're not burning your hands as well, but you're still having your profits from the product. So make sure of that, and then you can do the price adjustments accordingly. And one other way of stopping decline of the product is about bringing up customer loyalty programs. Yeah, customer loyalty programs, whoever has stayed with you for a longer time, yes, start promoting them and give some additional benefits for those loyal customers, so that they tend to stay back, and many people tend to stay back because of that particular loyalty programs. That is all, like, it's a kind of an advantage for them. It's a freebie for them. They'll be there, that which makes the customers happy for using your product. So that can also be tried out to stop decline of your product. Next is about new pain points getting addressed. So which means that new use case that is going to be solved. So it identify any other new pain points for the customers that you can solve with the existing product, or even if the pain point is new and product doesn't have that particular features, you can identify the use case, what is exactly to be done, and then improvise on the existing product so that the new feature will add more customer base. So, and again, you will start with a new product life cycle again, like introducing the feature to the market, and then growth and maturity, and likewise. So identify new pain points that can be addressed with the existing product. If you need to do any tweaks in the product, then yes, you can do that as well, and then upgrade it to the next level. So that was the first point which you talked about. So upgrading your product to the next level. So these are the various points that we can try, and so that you stop the product from declining. So I'm just reiterating those topics alone again. First is about diversification. Next is targeting different audience, and product advancements like technological improvements. So adding up new features based on technological improvements. That is third. And fourth, we talked about price adjustments. And fifth, we talked about customer loyalty programs. And sixth and final one is about the new pain points that is being addressed, or any new use cases that you identify in the market that can be solved with your product or with minor tweaks inside your product, so that you start releasing the next version of the product and you upgrade it to the next level. If you're in this stage of a product decline, see if you can incorporate any of these points that is beneficial for you and for the product as well. So It's not that any all these things will work for everybody. It is like, it depends on the product and the situations you are in and anything. So whatever works for you, try that out and stop your product from declining and go ahead with the introduction and growth phase again. Enjoy the journey. Hope you found this interesting, and add your feedbacks and inputs in the comment section with the feedback on, is there any other ways that you can stop your product from declining? Add your feedback and input in the comment section below. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Before winding up, I would like to give you my free ebook on 6 ways to start your career in product management. Download the ebook from the link bit.ly/bharatkumar-ebook. The link is given in the comment section below. And if you want to hear more information like this and join my free VIP group in Facebook, the link for that VIP Facebook group is also given in the comment section below. And if you want to have a one-to-one conversation with me, use the Calendly link provided below to schedule an appointment with me so that we can have a one-to-one conversation on product management consultation or career consultation for you as well. See you again in the next episode. Until then, this is Bharat Kumar signing off. Have a nice day. Take care and bye-bye.